Concours Écricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 4. They all speak English.
The image of the Briton abroad, speaking English slowly and loudly in the expectation that eventually the natives will get the idea, is a stereotype with a good deal of truth behind it. According to a survey by the European Commission last year, just 30% of Britons can converse in a language other than their own. The next generation is unlikely to do even this well. Fewer young people are studying languages in school. Around 4 in 5 of all English state schools allow their students to abandon languages at 14. In 2006, only half of all students took a foreign language GCSE exam, the standard test for 16-year-olds. Nearly a quarter of the world's population speaks some English. That includes around 400 million who speak it as their mother tongue and about the same number who speak it fluently as their second language. English is the global language of academic research, and perhaps 1,500 master's degrees are taught in English in countries where the language has no official status. It provides the vocabulary for some specialised fields such as air traffic control. And it is the working language of a growing number of international companies, a big reason why so many of them choose London for their headquarters. Enthusiasm for English is spreading. In China, 180 million students are learning English in the formal education system, and more than a fifth of Japanese 5-year-olds now attend classes in English conversation. According to David Gradle of the British Council, a cultural organisation, within a decade, nearly a third of the world's population will all be trying to learn English at the same time. At first sight, this means that things are about to get even cushier for native English speakers. They needn't lift a finger to learn other people's subjunctives. But there are two catches. The first is that they will lose the competitive advantage that once came with being among the relatively few to speak the world's most useful language. Competent bilinguals, many of whom have travelled in the course of acquiring English, can offer everything that English monoglots can, as well as an extra language and an international perspective. More subtly, as native Anglophones are increasingly outnumbered by people who speak English as a second language, the future of their own language is passing from their hands. Jean-Paul Neria, a Frenchman who retired as vice president of IBM, has written two books about a version of English he calls glubbish. With a vocabulary of just 1,500 words and no idioms, abbreviations or humour, it focuses on the essentials and leaves out everything that makes cross-cultural communication difficult. He developed this decaffeinated English after noticing how much easier the Japanese and South Korean employees at IBM found it to communicate with him and his compatriots than with their British and American colleagues. Fin du texte numéro 4.